This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit us at sevillepodcast.com. The guest in this installment is Jim Heft of the political blog Bearing Drift. Coy began the interview by asking Jim where the term bearing drift comes from.
It's how you see a ship out on the high seas, either drifting across your bow or whether it's coming towards you. And the whole point of the name is that most of the rules of the road when it comes to navigation, when you have that constant bearing decreasing range, is to move to the right. So anytime we see some policy that can wreck our ship of state, it's probably a good idea just to go ahead and move to the right.
I like it.
So that's bearingdrift.com. We founded the blog back in 2004 just as an opportunity to go ahead and communicate really amongst a couple of friends and myself sharing articles, and it has just grown by leaps and bounds from there.
And fair enough to say it is one of the more conservative slash libertarian blogs, political blogs here in the Commonwealth.
Oh, I would definitely say that. We're very much leaning to the right. We have a couple of writers who do give the occasional Democratic or left persuasion, but no, we lean to the right.
Jim Heft of BearingDrift.com. And so let's get right into it. Your thoughts on the new abusive driver fees. We were talking with Bob Gibson in the last hour of the Charlottesville Daily Progress, and he tells us that this online petition out there, I haven't seen it, but he said we're talking about 140,000 names mm-hmm. already that have signed on to ask the General Assembly to go back to the drawing board and get rid of this thing.
Well, I think we've got some folks who are probably jumping a little bit to conclusions, perhaps jumping the gun. Last year alone in 2006, according to the Department of Motor Vehicles, we had 374 people on Virginia highways that were killed because of alcohol-related deaths. When you look at all of our crashes, 9,500 of the people involved were drinking, but 244,000 were not. So if we can keep someone who, perhaps is a little tipsy, lube themselves up a little bit from getting behind the steering wheel of a one-ton hunk of steel careening down Virginia highways, I'm all for it. And the reality here is that these abusive driver fees are only going to apply to those drivers that do this regularly. I think the number is somewhere down around 2.5% of all drivers. 97% of Virginia drivers are not even going to know this. And there's going to be opportunities to reduce the demerits by going to safe driver courses and things of that nature. So really, I think this is a lot of folks blowing things out of proportion, and quite frankly, it's the Democrats who are doing it. And so if Democrats want to run on a platform of supporting reckless drivers and drunk drivers, hey, I kind of like that.
Jim Heft of BearingDrift.com. So what are your thoughts on extending coverage of these fees to out-of-state drivers?
Well, the risk with that is it has to do with Virginia law and Virginia, the code as it's written. If the money can be directed towards transportation, then yeah, absolutely. But the reason that they did this is it is technically a registration fee, a variable registration fee that goes on top of what anybody would already pay. Otherwise, if it's a fine, it goes to building schools or libraries or such of that like. So as long as it can be covered where the money goes to transportation, I think that's a good thing. And oh, by the way, if you want to ask me why I don't like these fees, it's that the money is counted on for transportation. I think we need to solve our transportation problems without counting on a windfall from bad behavior.
Jim, how would you have done? Let's assume you're the chair of the majority caucus and you're Speaker of the House. What's your vision? What would, under your leadership, how do we fix this problem? Because clearly, I shouldn't say clearly, because some people would say they do. I was going to say clearly the state doesn't have enough money for new transportation projects and for maintenance, but there might be some who say, well, they got the money there, they're just not spending it on that. Mm. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think this is going to come down to leadership, and this is where I deviate from my libertarian side and my libertarian friends, you can't get anything from nothing, and you can't squeeze blood out of a turnip. The reality is that for our economic interests, we need transportation. We need solid and good transportation. And so, you know, it takes leadership, it takes guts to say, I'm going to raise your taxes, whether that be through tolling, higher registration fees, a combination of sales taxes and gas, et cetera, et cetera. It's going to take real leadership and real convincing of the Commonwealth that this is something that's in our best interest.
And Bob Gibson was saying that an additional 17.5 cents gas tax right now in Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
And he said an additional 2% would add $100 million of revenue. And that's a gas. When we talk about a gas tax, we're talking about 2 cents additional mm-hmm. on every gallon you buy.
Right. And this particular transportation plan, I think it added close to $1.2 billion of increased spending a year. So we're not talking about chump change. This is a lot of money. And $100 million is a lot of money, too. But to fix our transportation woes, I mean, you had this accident in Charlottesville today. We just had another tractor trailer go over on I-64 West down here on the Hampton Roads loop.
Oh, no.
And so this is going to create an absolute nightmare here in Hampton Roads. You know, if we can't look at alternative forms of transportation, particularly down here in the Hampton Roads region. I know they have the metro up north. Things like light rail or perhaps high-speed rail between Virginia and Norfolk and Richmond. You know, we've got to look at all those different alternatives. Nothing should be off the table.
Yeah, for anybody who's listening who has never experienced getting stuck in traffic down in the Hampton Roads area, you should go try it once. And then you'll see why we really need a solution.
It'll be an enlightening experience. Bring a book. And listen to your Coy Barefoot podcast. Have plenty of them available.
There you go. We're talking with Jim Heft of BearingDrift.com. And speaking of Hampton Roads, now the one part of the solution that the General Assembly this year enacted was to authorize a regional transportation authority, or an RTA.
Yeah, that's a mess.
For the Hampton Roads area. Fill folks in on this for folks who might not be familiar with this. We didn't get that here in Charlottesville, but you did down in your neck of the woods.
You're probably lucky. This is something where I blame myself. I kind of bought into a bill of goods here. I thought that a regional authority would be more efficient. It would be a better way of advocating for our needs and that it would not be another layer of government. Well, I was wrong, because the very first thing that the regional authority did when it came together this past Wednesday was initiated a committee to study our road problems, subsumed the Hampton Roads Planning District as its executive staff, and requested from the city of Virginia Beach a communications firm to alleviate our fears and assuage our anxieties here in Hampton Roads. They can go ahead and temporarily select those things and patch it together if they want, but that to me sounds like another layer of bureaucracy and another layer of government. Now,
yeah, because they're going to need a budget to support all that.
And they're going to need a budget to support all that. So for anyone who said that this was not going to be a layer of government is wrong. You know, the accountability will certainly come through the elected officials that sit on the board back to their cities. But you know, are you going to punish that elected official or that mayor? You know, am I going to punish Mayor Dalton Edge here in Chesapeake? You know, for what happened on the Regional Transit Authority. Now, that might not necessarily be the most fair thing to do. So does this give him a free hand? I don't know. There's all sorts of issues that I now have with the authority, and probably wasn't the best thing for us to do.
Jim Heft of BearingDrift.com. And, of course, in Northern Virginia, they also got authorization to have a regional transportation authority to have their own regional taxes. And one of the complaints that you're hearing out of Northern Virginia is that these folks, and neither are they in Hampton Roads, are they elected? So that we have a new a board that is not elected, but they have the authority to create taxes.
Yes, and that just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. No, the simple fact of the matter is that this was in the very worst ways. And I, you know, I still have faith in my elected representatives to the General Assembly, but the simple fact of the matter is they ditched accountability on this one. They should have just raised the gas tax, implemented higher fees, implemented more tolls, maybe down on 95, catch some of that tourist revenue going through, because it's, you know, it's a problem. It's a real problem. I mean, I live off of the 168 Expressway, which is on the way down to Nag's Head, and I know you get your share fare of tourism up in Charlottesville, you know, because of the historic aspects of the region, but we're on the way to the beach, man.
Yeah, it's a little different.
It's a little different, and even though there's this wonderful multi-million-dollar road that's been built to alleviate traffic congestion, that thing is backed up all the time. So, you know, it's a problem, and I wish our elected officials had maybe had a little bit more courage and a little bit more leadership on this one.
We're talking with Jim Heft of BearingDrift.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.